suspense. Tonight, we unveil my most diabolical creation.
CITR 101.9 FM.
10 times more addictive than marijuana. Ooh. To human misery.
Nice to see you.
McPhee! Ah, McBain. So glad you could make it. Have a salmon puff.
All right.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to 101.9 FM in Vancouver, CITR.
Thank you. Originally from a 1941 ballet, that was Argentine composer Alberto Ginastera with Instancia, Opus 8, which appears on the soundtrack to the 84th Academy Awards Best Picture. And that was the Brussels Philharmonic with the artist, and the artist took 5 top awards back to France there, including Michel Hazanavicius for director, Jean Dujardin for actor in a leading role, Mark Bridges for best costume design, and composer Ludovic Bourse for best score from the silent era riffing tribute. And the artist is the first black and white film to win an Oscar since 1994's Schindler List, and the first effectively silent film since 1929's Wings. So félicitations. And in the background, this is Howard Shore with The Clocks. And this is the other major winner last night, 5 Oscars from Hugo, Scorsese's film in tribute to some more old cinema from France. Primarily took home awards tied to effects, sound editing, and cinematography. So welcome to Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's gold-dusted little community radio station here, CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'm cleaning up all the streamers here until 9 p.m. Phone number at the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Later on in the show, we're going to take a look at one of the most recent film scores that didn't make the final 5 nominated Oscar ceremony. And that'll be Cliff Martinez, the music from the Steven Soderbergh film Contagion. But as always, as we do after the Oscars, it's time to toast the score and the song that won last night. And despite competition from 2 John Williams scores, a strong suite by Howard Shore, as we can hear in the background, and then Alberto Iglesias' Moody number, Ludovico Bourse took home the big prize for his work in The Artist. First time nominated and first win. Last week's Exploding Head Movies has a profile on some of the standout cues from Bourse's score, and you can catch up on the podcast. But here are a few more cues from The Artist, which I didn't play. And we're going to start off with the overture, again as performed by the Brussels Hill Philharmonic. You're seeing Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. So I started off with the Brussels Philharmonic with the overture from The Artist. Then we heard the upbeat 1927 A Russian Affair. Before what we ended up here in the background, and this is the composer himself, Ludovic Bourse, with The Sound of Tears, all from the Oscar-winning score to The Artist. And an emotional Bourse stated upon winning his first Oscar that, "You have given me a great honor. Please accept me because I've got so much love to give." And Bourse's score for The Artist also won the Golden Globe and a BAFTA Prize this year. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. After this, we are going to listen to the Oscar-winning Best Original Score here on CITR Vancouver.
Norman Otis Richmond, a Toronto-based journalist, is one of the main advocates in Canada for the renaming of Black History Month as African Liberation Month. He is the longtime producer and host of the radio programs Saturday Morning Live, Diasporic Music, and From a Different Perspective. His words have been heard through the studios of CIUT, CHIN, CFNY, CBC, and CKLN, and read on countless newspapers and blogs. In 1992, Otis was the recipient of the Toronto Arts Award and dedicated it to Mumia Abu-Jamal, Assata Shakur, and Geronimo Pratt, the African National Congress of South Africa, Fidel Castro, and the people of Cuba.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction to go? I don't know. Am I a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
A Muppet of a man.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize the one I see inside. It's time for me to decide, am I a man? I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
Muppet.
Or am I a man?
Am I a man?
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
Here I go again. I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind. Now I understand.
background. This is the instrumental version of My World. This is The Expressions without Lee Fields. And that's the title track to that last album came out last year. The vocal version came out 2009 there through Truth in Soul. And before that, it was written by Brett McKenzie, one half of the Flight of the Conchords. That was Jason Segel, Bill Beretta, Peter Linz, and Jim Parsons performing this year's Oscar-winning Best Original Song, Man or Muppet, from the movie The Muppets. Somehow neither this song or the other nominated song, Real in Rio, were performed during last night's Oscar ceremonies. Although Kermit the Frog...
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
And Miss Piggy introduced that segment. Then brought into the Cirque du Soleil, who had nothing in the Oscars at all. But I think they had the Kodak Theater booked. So consider that an advertisement for something you can go see there. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And one act that did make the shortlist for Best Original Song in this very abbreviated Oscar list, and that would be The National. And the five-piece contributed a song to the film Win-Win, which starred Paul Giamatti, who, if you actually listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, there's a great impersonation by him, James Adomonian. I can't say his name. Fail. Paul Giamatti was a high school wrestling teacher. So we're going to listen to two tracks by National. We're going to follow up with a recent contribution by The National to a popular video game. But first, from Win-Win, here's The National with Think You Can Wait.
The baby. mine again. Exile, it takes your mind again. You got sucker's luck. Have you given up? Does it feel like a trial?
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This would be that very man himself. Jack here. You are listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And what we just heard appears on a virtual radio station, one of the levels of the puzzle video game Portal 2. And that was The National with Exile, Vilify. And The National were big fans of the original Portal and had asked to see if they could help out with the latest version of the teleporting science experiment game gone awry. And a 3-CD set with the rest of the Portal 2 soundtrack is available for free. Well, it's comprised mostly of composer Mike Morsky's music with no National track, but you can always check iTunes. I think it's up there for just about $1. And in the background, this is Massive Attack with Exchange off their classic 1998 album Mezzanine. One other artist that does appear on the Portal 2 soundtrack, and that's geek troubadour Jonathan Colton. And he wrote the song that ended the original Portal game, which was taken from the point of view of the manipulative computer. And Colton is a known geek. He's opened for They Might Be Giants' recent tour. And John Flansburgh from The Giants helped produce Colton's latest album, which is called Artificial Heart. Both Colton's songs from Portal and Portal 2 are on there, but we're actually going to dip back to Portal 1. And this track actually features vocals from Sarah Quinn from Tegan and Sarah. Although it doesn't sort of match that sort of blippy charm that the original voiceover artist did. So here's Jonathan Colton with that Portal closing tune. This is called Still Alive. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, 88.5 Shaw Cable here in Vancouver. And to the rest of the world via the computer, www.citr.ca.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of cake. And the science gets done, and you make a neat gun for the people who are still alive. Someone else to help you. Maybe Black Mesa. That was a joke. Ha ha. That
Leap Day, Wednesday, February 29th at Biltmore Cabaret. That was Atlas Sound with Doldrums off last year's Parallax. And set to open for Bradford Cox's solo project Away from Deer Hunter are the Carnivores and Frank Broyles. Cox has proclaimed that he's going to be better behaved on this tour. So unlike his previous appearance with Broadcast a couple years ago, that sort of devolved in some heckling from the audience, including one former CITR member, if I do recall properly. And in the background from 1954, this is the Mulcahys and their electric harmonicas with their take on the Duke Ellington classic, Caravan. Speaking of Broadcast, it's been a little over a year since singer Trish Keenan passed away due to pneumonia at a very early age. And there's been some talk of some posthumous releases from the Broadcast camp, but another track where her vocals are recently surfaced. Guillermo Scott Heron is the man behind Prefuse 73, and last year he released an album called The Only She Chapters, which features a different compositional style than he's used to, along with female vocals, including those from Zola Jesus and Cher Warden from My Brightest Diamond. But from The Only She Chapters, this is Prefuse 73 with the late Trish Keenan, with the only trial of 9,000 Suns here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
The joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca. You know the saying, you've got a face made for radio? Well, we sure do. But we invite you to join us as we broadcast live on UBC campus and around Vancouver and have you judge for yourselves. Friday, February 17th from 4 to 5 p.m., join us in the Buchanan Courtyard for Music on the Mind. Fill the silence of the day with the sounds of live music with UBC School of Music students outside of the concert hall and into the courtyard. Thursday, March 1st from 3 to 5 p.m., we'll be at the Vancouver Convention Center for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Meet with universities, student internship, travel, and volunteer service providers from around the world at Canada's largest international education fair. Broadcasting live from here, there, and almost anywhere, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thursday, March 8th at the Rio Theater. That was Islands with This Is Not a Song. And the song This Is Not a Song appears on the album. Wait, good work. It's important when you construct a sentence that shouldn't make sense that it occasionally does. And yes, the song, This Is Not a Song, appears on the Montreal Act's latest album, Asleep and a Forgetting, out now through Anti Records. And for those of you elsewhere in BC, Islands will be March 7th at the Habitat in Kelowna, and then March 9th at the Victoria Event Center in Victoria, BC. In the background, this is another version of Caravan, this time from 1967 by Tom Hazelton and Gene Sijic. You're listening to Exploding Heavies here on CITR, and a few days ago, some sad news came out of the Canadian indie scene as we lost a very young individual, Christopher Reimer, guitarist for the lo-fi Calgary noise pop band Women, former member of the glitchy Azita Booth, and touring member of the Dodos, passed away in his sleep Tuesday at the age of 26. Talk was that Reimer suffered from a heart condition, but the Calgary music scene is definitely in mourning. Women were on hiatus after an epic meltdown on stage in Victoria in 2010, but at this point, there's no word if the band will continue on. Although they did have a bit of a reunion show last year, just a little one-off thing, I think, for a website or something like that. So rest in peace, Christopher. From 2010's Public Strain, here's Women, with a sadly appropriate titled song here, Untogether.
Superstition. Jesus, give me your permission. Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Taking their name from their home state's former official tree. That was Baltimore, Maryland's White Oak with Dog's Eyes. Off last year's mighty fine album, Civilian. White Oak opened up for the National during last year's North American tour, and the two bands will reunite again on stage. Maybe not at the same time, but at least the same stage. At this year's Altamore's Parties Festival in England, so plan your flights in December. And in the background, this is a cue that definitely appeared on the Ocean's 11 soundtrack by Arthur Lyman. Yet another take of Caravan. And this is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And we'll get into Contagion shortly here, but let's do something else that begins with Con, and that'll be the Constantines. But since that band's on hiatus, we're going to focus on the lead singer, Bri Webb. And part of the reason why the Constantines went on hiatus was that Mr. Webb could help raise a family. But he kept writing music, mostly in tribute to his son Asa, so last year he released his first solo album called Provider. Webb's kept a little bit of a low-key profile. He formed a little band for some Southern Ontario gigs. They opened recently for his friend Feist. So, there is talk that the Constantines may come back together soon, but until that time, this is Bri Webb with Undertaker.
I am known by everyone, whether debutant or bone shaker. Husband, wife, heartbreaker. I am known by everyone, I will be standing by. Charlatans and raconteurs, but all my enemies come back to me, call me an entrepreneur. Whether dilettante or lawmaker, whether scavenger or caretaker. I am known by everyone, I will be standing by. I standing by.
You are cordially invited to the AMS groundbreaking ceremony for the new Student Union building on UBC Point Grey campus. The new sub will be LEED Platinum Plus, the first building of its kind in North America. Festivities begin Wednesday, February 29th at noon in the Southside Lounge, followed by a ceremony in the University Square, located by the Knoll, at 12:15, and finally a reception in the Southside Lounge at 12:30. For more info, check out mynewsub.com.
Awesome. Join Jason on a spiritual and musical journey to becoming relentlessly awesome every Thursday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. only on CITR. By the way, you're awesome.
Hopefully for those of you who are in a car right there, didn't think that was an actual siren. From the soundtrack to Contagion, we just heard Placebo. And in the background, this is I'm Sick. And both cues are written by Cliff Martinez. And this is from the film Contagion, which the score was on the shortlist for the Oscars Best Original Score, but didn't make the final five. And Martinez definitely had quite the year, though the bulk of that's the form of another soundtrack that he worked on. And that was on Nicholas Winding Refn's controversial film, Drive. Now, Martinez's work for Drive wasn't considered eligible for an Oscar since Drive relied predominantly on other existing songs. But there's a bit of an uproar with the actual Oscar winner, the artist, dealing with the fact that there's a lot of other music taken from other sources, including Bernard Herrmann, as was already discussed last week here on Exploding Head Movies. Contagion was directed by Steven Soderbergh, and Soderbergh has collaborated with Martinez frequently ever since the debut of Sex, Lies, and Videotape back in 1989. Soderbergh asked Martinez to use the music for Contagion to drive a bit of a quick pace at magnifying the fear factor as the film tells the story via multiple characters about a virus spreading throughout the world, panic spreading, and a race for the vaccine is pursued before the pandemic proves to be ultimately fatal. I'll talk a little bit more of the influences that Martinez used for this influenza-infected film after these cues. So for Contagion, this is They're Calling My Flight here on Exploding Head Movies.
Thank you. Yeah.
Cliff Martinez escorted Contagion. We heard they're calling my flight. Then the birds are doing that. Don't tell anyone. They didn't touch me. We just heard handshake, and then right now this is the main theme to Contagion here in the background. Soderbergh provided Martinez with the temp tracks that he used to help edit Contagion, so a rough mix or a rough edit was sent to Martinez, incorporating music from films such as The French Connection and The Marathon Man, along with some of the synthesized sounds of Tangerine Dream, just to give Martinez the idea of the urgent textures needed. Of course, there's a serious Kraftwerk vibe I got in some of those cues there. Soderbergh has promised to retire from directing soon, as his almost 2 to 3 movie a year clip looks to come to a halt as he's approaching 60. Martinez has done an amazing service via his website. He made available any out-of-print or never-released soundtracks freely through his website. So I think another profile Martinez will be due eventually. You can always check past podcasts for looks at Drive, The Limey, and then even a little bit from Solaris, but I should actually cover that more in depth one day. That's it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up at 9, it was a little bit past 9 actually, it's going to be a repeat broadcast of The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, since Mr. Walker is at the Benny Golson Quartet Show at The Cellar. So in tribute to Black History Month, we're going to dig up an episode from February 1st, 2010. So you should definitely enjoy that until midnight. Then it's going to be Canada Post Rock, and that will close our broadcast Monday around 1 a.m. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast, as I mentioned, via CITR.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies. You can search Exploding Facebookies. That always works, too. And next week, we're going to stop the Oscar profiles now. Of course, Oscar season is done, as along with the rest of the award season. So we're going to take a look at the Duss Brothers' work for another David Fincher classic, Fight Club. And speaking of Fincher, from his latest film, the Hollywood version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, we'll take a look at a duo that somehow didn't actually make the nominees after winning the Oscar last year for The Social Network. So this is going to be Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross from the soundtrack to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. This is Oraculum. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver, and we'll see you in 7 days.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Thank you.